1. Who was Charlie? Selective Service System, Order to Report for Induction, Local Board Number 67, Lake County, Room 115, Waco Building, 25 East Earl Street, Painesville, Ohio, 44077. The President of the United States to Timothy D. Fisher. Greeting. You are hereby ordered for induction into the Armed Forces of the United States and to report at Painesville Post Office Lobby on May 18, 1966 at 6:45 a.m. DST for forwarding to an Armed Forces Induction Station. M.J. Nolan, Member or Clerk of Local Board. A year prior to their trial by fire, Charlie Nelson, Doug Wilson, James Nall, Don Peterson, and all the rest were young men in the prime of their lives, racing cars in the California twilight, dancing to records in basements with their best girls, working in jobs, and trying to make a future. But decisions made by distant men in fine suits and immaculately pressed uniforms were about to change everything. Decisions that would put an end to the carefree days of youth and begin a burst of blended violence and brotherhood that would dominate the lives of the boys of Charlie Company for the remainder of their days. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson, on advice from Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, General Westmoreland, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, approved a massive troop buildup in Vietnam, resulting in a total draft call during 1966 of 382,010, the largest single yearly draft call of the Vietnam War.